Women's March organizer, White Jews, as White People, Uphold White Supremacy. By Robert Krajicek on December 24, 2018. Tamika Mallory, co-president of the Women's March, told the New York Times that white Jews uphold white supremacy. She also told a fellow left-wing activist that Jews need to confront their own role in racism. Vanessa Rubel, a self-described Jewish activist and early organizer of the Women's March, told the Times she was pushed out of the political campaign, in part, because of her Jewish identity. She subsequently founded another left-wing political campaign called March On, which describes its members as allies of the resistance seeking to lift up the voices of the marginalized. The Times described March On as an organization that supports local women activists, making no mention of its ideological or partisan politics. According to Rubel, Women's March leadership was reluctant to focus on Jewish women for fear of alienating Black Lives Matter activists. She said Women's March leaders told her, "We really couldn't center Jewish women in this or we might turn off groups like Black Lives Matter." Rubel also noted how the Nation of Islam would be providing security at Women's March events. Evie Harmon, another March organizer, recalled how Mallory disparaged Rubel on account of the latter's Jewish ethnicity. She told Tablet, "I suddenly realized that Tamika Mallory was berating Vanessa Rubel, but it wasn't about her being white. It was about her being Jewish. Your people this, your people that. I was raised in the South and the language that was used is language that I'm very used to hearing in rural South Carolina. Just instead of against Black people, against Jewish people. They even said to her, 'Your people hold all the wealth.' You could hear a pin drop. It was awful." Via statement to the New York Times, Mallory said, "Since that conversation, we've all learned a lot about how while white Jews, as white people, uphold white supremacy, all Jews are targeted by it." She further denied disparaging Rubel's Jewishness while admitting she told left-wing activist white women that she did not trust them. While reporting on allegations of anti-Semitism against Mallory from Tablet, the New York Times omitted any mention of anti-Zionism within the ranks of the Women's March or of the campaign's support for Palestinian statehood and alignment with Palestinian nationalism, more broadly. It further ignored Mallory's recent description of Israel's founding as a human rights crime established by killing, stealing, and taking the lives of people who were there first. Mallory has praised Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan as the greatest of all time. In November of 2012, Omar called on Allah to awaken humanity to Israel's supposed hypnosis of the globe via Twitter. "Israel has hypnotized the world, may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, November 16, 2012. A Women's March declaration of principles specifically omits any mention of white, Christian, or Jewish women. "We must create a society in which all women, including Black women, indigenous women, poor women, immigrant women, disabled women, Muslim women, lesbian, queer and trans women, are free." The New York Times alluded to neo-Marxist social theories of supposed intersectional power dynamics and associated hierarchies of oppression. The allegations of anti-Semitism are particularly painful because Women's March organizers made a commitment from the beginning to work across racial and religious lines, and to be led by what they considered the most marginalized women. It described the Women's March founders as a diverse group of women while omitting any reference towards their left-wing or partisan Democrat politics. In a March interview, Hillary Clinton said white women who voted for Donald Trump did so out of subservience to their husbands. Assorted left-wing celebrities and pundits have joined the narrative of denouncing white women for insufficient support of left-wing and partisan Democrat politics. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.